Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I apologize. I have, I don't know if you'd call that a frog or what you'd call that in my throat, but I got a little something going on, and so my voice is pretty gruff, pretty rough. We are going to have a different show today on a Monday. Normally I keep Mondays clear, but we are going to have a guest, and I think it's going to be a really good show. I'm very excited about it, but let's go to the Lord in prayer first, okay? For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we enter your courts again this morning with thanksgiving. We are so thankful to you for your love, your grace, your mercy, and your forgiving nature. You are a generous God when we do not deserve it. You are a loving father to your children. 36 years ago today, my family lost all we had in a fire. But you cared for us, O God. You provided for us. You restored us a home. I am so thankful for the trials in life and how you have always been there to love and to comfort and to share in the good and the bad. And you blessed us always. Today our nation has forgotten how you miraculously brought us to a time of freedom and liberty. We were once a nation of witnesses for you. Our very laws reflected your justice and your love. But, Father, we have forgotten you. We have forgotten our own way. And now we are in a mess. A dysfunctional people who seem to be incapable of reason and common sense. Forgive us, Father, and show us the way back home to you. I ask, O Father, that you continue to protect President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence, that you will keep them and their families safe. I ask that you guide them and surround them with good and righteous counsel. I give to you CSE Talk Radio and ask that you will bless the show with your truth and wisdom and give the burdens of finance. I give the burdens of finance to you and know that you will provide. I ask that you will help the show grow in territory that we might be able to share your word even more across this nation. I thank you for the sponsors, Liberty Tabletop, Power of the Future, Discount Gold and Silver Trading, for CO2 Coalition, for Range Magazine and the Cavalry Group, and Liberty Oil Field Services. Thank you for all who have sponsored and for those who contribute to the show and content and keeping us informed. Bless today's show and my guest, Phil Winkler, as we discuss the current events and the very foundation of this nation. Oh, how we have gone so far away from the origin of your birth, of our birth as a nation. For such a time as this, I lift this show to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we have back with us a historian and author, Phil Winkler. Phil, thank you for being a big part of CSE Talk Radio today and for coming back to us. We were once a nation concerned about individual rights and freedoms, and now we seem to be a nation more concerned with free stuff and the collective, no longer about individual and truth, individuals' rights or truth and independence. We no longer consider those things a good thing, apparently. We've forgotten God, and we've forgotten who and whose we are and how we came to be. And I hope we can discuss some of that today and some of how it definitely does not parallel with what's going on today. Welcome back, Phil. Appreciate you so much.
Thanks for the opportunity to be here.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yes, we have many people who seem to take the view that you just described about wanting free stuff and having forgotten God and our origins. But there are still many of us who seek to live by Christian values and who seek to save the Constitution and our freedom. And so, if you wouldn't mind, I've just got a few words that I'd like to say before we get into some of these other
Absolutely.
Subjects.
Absolutely. Go right ahead, Phil.
I mean, I know that there are so many things that we could need to talk about, impeachment, red flag laws, national popular vote, 1619 Project, so on. But now, last week, I think one day you said, the evidence is in, the Republic is dead.
And yes, I did make that comment.
Now, with so much wrong in our country, we can easily become discouraged. The Republic is under attack.
Yes,
but I need to disagree just a little bit and maybe give you and your listeners a few words of encouragement.
That'll be
I have a presentation called This Miracle Nation, which I think you alluded to the same idea just a minute ago in your prayer. Perhaps sometime we should talk about it in some detail, but let me just give you a little snippet. The Almighty sees the end from the beginning.
Mm.
He wants his children to be free, happy, and to know the truth. You agree with me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Truth prospers under freedom, not under tyranny.
Absolutely.
Now, I can trace events over thousands of years that led to the founding of the United States of America as a free nation, and that have kept it free and blessed the world. The Lord planned for it, and as necessary, He intervened from time to time. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights were divinely inspired, established through men that God raised up for this very purpose. Now, they have set an example, if you will, a standard for the world. And many countries actually have sought to model their government after our Constitution. They haven't always done that well at it, but they've tried. And as I said before, there's still many of us who want to live Christian values and who want to keep that freedom and that Constitution. And for all those reasons, and because He planned it this way, I do not believe that the Lord will let it fail.
Oh, I pray that is correct. And when I said the Republic is dead, I'm really talking about the D.C. occupiers, those in Congress. They don't even talk about the Republic except when it suits them. They call it a democracy, and they've been screaming all kinds of things up there about this impeachment, and all of a sudden, the very founding fathers that just a year ago they were talking about being old white men, didn't know what they were talking about, all of a sudden they're quoting them. Whatever suits their moment. But the Republic is actually the people. And the people need to wake up, and I think you're right. Many of them are. Many of them are still trying to serve God and follow Him. And we see this corruption, and it is discouraging at times, but I try to tell my listeners, I'm feeling a little gruff today, so maybe I'm a little discouraged. But we shouldn't be discouraged. We should be determined. And yes, we should look to God, absolutely look to God. When we come back, I want to talk a little more about this. Let's be encouraging today as much as possible if we possibly can. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are visiting today with Phil Winkler. We're going to talk about the history of this nation and how it's not really paralleling, but what they're trying to do right now in this nation, which is totally opposite. Speaking of the D.C. occupiers, from what our founding fathers intended, from what God intended, and we will be right back.
for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking with historian and author Phil Winkler, and I'm going to let you promote your books here in just a little bit, but I want to talk about some of the things that are going on in current events and how they are so far from what our founding fathers intended and what God intends. There is no truth in what they're doing to the president. They were out to get him before he was even elected. They had planned and plotted this. It definitely was a coup attempt, and it's still going on. It hasn't stopped. And the impeachment, the Democrats on their committee completely kept the Republicans out of it. And I was listening to a show last night, Phil, where they were discussing about how wonderful it is that the Republicans are finally standing together and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I thought if the Republicans had been doing their job at the get-go, we wouldn't even be at this point right now. So I don't give them a whole lot of credit.
Well, but, there's some truth to that. I think the Republicans lost ground in a couple of midterm elections, because when they had the majority, they didn't always keep the word that they gave during the preceding the election 2 years before that, when they promised to reduce regulations and
defund Planned Parenthood and get rid of Obamacare, defunding it. Yeah. Back in 2012, they took the House.
Yeah.
and the majority, and they did nothing. And that's really why President Donald Trump was elected. Nobody was going to vote another Republican, established Republican, in there. And that's how he got elected. It wasn't the Democrats, but boy, they have been on the campaign against him. And I believe that's why many of the Republicans have stayed quiet and allowed the Democrats to do what they were doing. And I've been telling my listeners to vote every Democrat out, and then the Republicans have nobody to hide behind. We'll see their real,
them. That's an interesting point. There are some, I think, interesting parallels between what happened in 1868 and what's happening right now. Back then, it was the Republicans who were trying to impeach and remove from office Andrew Johnson, whom they didn't like. Well, and when it came to impeachment, they were trying to make it a crime that Johnson had opposed the will of Congress. Well, that's not an impeachable offense. And what are they saying about Donald Trump? Oh, he is obstructing Congress. I'm sorry, that's not an impeachable offense. Now, there were a few Republicans who courageously voted with the Democrats against removing Andrew Johnson from office. And let's hope maybe there will be a few
Democrats
who actually have the backbone to vote against this. But there has been one president who actually left office because the impeachment procedure is in the Constitution. That, of course, was Richard Nixon.
I was going to say Richard Nixon.
He would have been, had he not resigned, he would have been impeached, and he would have been removed from office. Senator Goldwater and a few others from the Republicans from the Senate went and basically told him to quit because he didn't have even 15 votes in the Senate. So the impeachment procedure is a good thing to have in the Constitution, but not for it to be used the way it's being used now.
With Bill Clinton, you know, once we got in there, what they were looking for in the first place, if my timeline in my head is wrong, let me know. But we were going after some other abuses, and all of a sudden we come up with a blue dress, you know, from Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
And those other abuses were no longer looked at. And, you know, that's something that's concerning. And I believe they were there. We had proof of it. They dropped it. And, you know, the reason they've gone after President Donald Trump since before inauguration. They wanted
That's
to impeach
true.
Him then. He hadn't
That's
even done
true.
Anything yet.
That's true.
And
which means that he could not have committed an impeachable offense.
Absolutely.
At that
Absolutely.
Point.
But everything we see that they have done here in the last several decades even, but even in the last 3 years with President Donald Trump, but when you look at what... And I call them D.C. occupiers because they're career politicians. They're not really there representing you and I like they should be. There are a few that are trying. But on the majority, they're all getting rich. And they're getting very wealthy off of the information that they have there. They're abusing their power. They're abusing their positions for wealth. And the American people are suffering. The reason I believe they were going after Trump in the first place, Republicans and Democrats, was because of his stance on trade and immigration. They're all making money off of that. Go ahead.
He was not part of the establishment.
Exactly. But he was also trying to fix some things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've gone after him for that. They've gone after him. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and if we look at the results, because they haven't been able to get him out, we have such a dynamic economy right now. That's just, so prosperous, such low unemployment, historic levels in the black community, in the Hispanic community.
Exactly.
It's marvelous what he's accomplished by reducing regulations that shouldn't have been put in place in the first place because it's a violation of Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution, where the legislative power is given to Congress, not a bunch of bureaucrats.
I think that's one of the big problems we have is the bureaucracy that's running, and I think that's what we're seeing with the FBI and some of these others that have been trying to do that, and the infringements over against the people through the, I call it, alphabet bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. You know, all these different departments that we have that are regulating everyone's lives and how they can do this, license here, permits there, fine you here, fine you there, and they just go on and on and on. And so the things that we've seen what they want to do, the one lie that has been around for many, 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 many years is the separation of church and state. They have to get God out. You know, we started out talking about what the miracle of this nation, and it was God's intention. So they have to get God out because they don't want God governing. They want to do all the governing. So they have to get him out. So they made up this lie of the separation of church and state, and they've taken him out of the public schools, and they've removed him here and removed him there. And now, because of how President Donald Trump was elected, they want to do away with, and they've been after this for a while, but they're really hot and heavy on it now because it cost them an election, and that is the electoral vote. The Electoral College was put there in place. And we have AOC taking film into a land that is not inhabited. it wasn't wasteland. It was farmland, probably laying idle and getting paid for by the government. But it was she's sitting there making fun of those votes of rural America. They want to get rid of rural America. They want to get rid of land ownership. But they're going after this Electoral College one way or another. If they can't remove it... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The founders, of course, considered a lot of different methods for how to choose a president.
Mm-hmm.
And a national popular vote was one way that they considered, and they rejected it for many good reasons. But I got a few more that I'd like to add.
Yeah. Well, we're going into a break. I was going to say...
Right.
You know, they recognize the fact that those out there in the country would not have a vote. They would not have a voice if they weren't included. And that's why the Electoral College came to be. And I'll let you elaborate on that and some other things when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Phil Winkler. He's a historian and an author. And we will be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Phil Winkler. He has been an author. He is an author. Excuse me, Phil. and a historian. And we were just talking about the Electoral College and other ideas that our founding fathers had in order to elect a president of the United States. And I think we too need to continue to remember these. There's supposed to be a balance and check going on, and we have these not chambers, but we have these different entities. We have the legislative branch and the judicial branch and the executive branch, and they're all supposed to be there to check one another, keep everybody honest. And it's not been working that way because they've been career politicians have been taking care of their own while they fill some of these positions, regardless of who the president is. So I'm going to turn it over to you then, and as we were talking before we went into the break about other ways that our founding fathers had considered for election of a president.
Well, they considered direct election by the people, and there's a number of problems that can come with that. They considered election by Congress and rejected that. It would subvert the independence of the president and the separation of powers and the checks between branches, which of course, is one of the problems with the parliamentary system, you know, where the head of government basically is like the prime minister, and he's a member of parliament. I mean, so really there is no check there. I can't resist. Have you heard of Democrats objecting to fences around cemeteries? It keeps their voters from getting to the polls. Well, now there's a certain kernel of truth in that. There are places in this country that are notorious for vote fraud. I believe Chicago is one of them, but it's not the only one. Where there people vote that are actually dead or have moved away. Sometimes we've, in various elections, we've had precincts reporting more total votes than they have record of them actually being cast. I mean, vote fraud exists, and yes, for people to deny that is just, well, it's
being very naive.
Either naive or dishonest, because it happens, okay? Now, one of the merits of the Electoral College is that sometimes it filters out vote fraud. Let me explain. If the vote margin on the candidates in a particular state is larger for whichever candidate than can be affected by the fraudulent votes, then the state's electoral votes go for the right person anyway. So then the effect of the fraud gets stopped, if you will, at the state line. If you have a national popular vote, then all those fraudulent votes go in on the same basis as the legitimate votes.
And
they are never filtered out.
Isn't that what the Democrats mean when they say every vote gets counted?
Yeah, that's what they want, or at least some of them want. I mean, I'm assuming there are honest Democrats out there, but there many of the activists or the people in power in the party don't qualify, I'm afraid.
Well, you know, another thing, I do believe that there's voter fraud. There's no doubt in my mind that that's going on. But the Electoral College is a protection of that, as well as those votes that are not in huge popular areas as far as population goes.
Yes.
But also, in all fairness, with the fraud that is there, and with all that was done to keep President Donald Trump from being elected, the people's voice was still heard, and he was elected.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Which I admit that I think of as one of the more recent miracles that the Lord has brought.
I agree.
Now, another thing, if we use direct popular vote, then what do we do in a really close election? Do we have a national recount? With the Electoral College, if the vote's close in a particular state, then there might be a recount of the votes in that state. But can you imagine the problems with a national recount? I mean, that's insane even to think about.
Yeah, we just think about what happened in Florida a few decades ago.
Yep.
That was a nightmare.
There's one other matter that I might mention. We, of course, have talked a little about the checks between departments and the separation of powers, and those are very important principles.
Yes.
If you don't understand why, I know you do, but I mean, if any of our listeners don't, sometime look up The Mouse's Tail in Alice in Wonderland, and you'll see what kind of justice you get. It's a little story about a mouse and a cat, and you'll see what kind of justice you get without the separation of powers. But the national popular vote would move us closer to democracy, right, as opposed to the republic that it was designed to be. Historian Alexander Tyler said a democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until a majority of the voters discover they can vote themselves largesse from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidate promising the most benefits from the public treasury. Now, we're getting too much of that already, but it could get worse. With the result that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, always followed by a dictatorship. Madison said, democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their deaths. I have to admit, when I see things like Antifa and the many prominent members of Congress on the Democrat side actually saying things to promote violence in this country, that worries me.
It worries me greatly. And that is one reason I just really felt led back in September to start this show each day with prayer to protect this president and vice president, because that's what they've been promoting. You know, they've even been talking about going up to the White House and arresting them. I mean, I think that was Maxine Waters. You know, she's nuts, but she's there. She keeps getting reelected. Yeah. And she went off again on an interview yesterday with our lies and carrying on. And, you know, they had Chris Wallace was interviewing Comey, and Comey saying, no, I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, we made mistakes, but it's no big deal. But their mistakes were all directed in one direction. They didn't make mistakes going the other way, only the one direction. And
that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't trust him at all. And that's another sign that the bureaucracy has tried to say, you know what, the people don't know what they're doing, we're going to make this right. And that's what they tried to do. And I believe all of Congress, the House and the Senate, have been abusive to the people for many, many decades. And possibly even a century, when they started doing some things that they shouldn't have done. We're headed into a break. I haven't given the phone number out, and I'm going to not, because we're going to talk about the books. We're entering into the last segment when we come back. But Phil does have some books that I would like for you to purchase for your Christmas gifts. And Phil and Beth Ann will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials.
I use My Pillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on My Pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the My Pillows. That's right. Buy one My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all My Pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Freedom isn't free, but this Christmas gift coin is. This collector coin, designed on a genuine JFK half dollar, says Merry Christmas from President Donald Trump and our beautiful First Lady Melania. It's free. You just pay shipping and handling. This U.S. currency, which is not for tender, is uniquely designed and pictures our favorite first couple hosting Christmas from the White House. This Christmas coin comes in a premium coin capsule along with a certificate of authenticity and a display stand. It's a great gift for that patriot on your list. Shipping and handling is less than $10. Order quickly, 651-888-8622. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. This Christmas commemorative coin is made in the USA and supplies are limited. It's beginning to look a lot like a patriotic Christmas. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. 651-888-8622 and tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Phil Winkler. We've talked about pretty much everything, but we kind of concentrated on the elections. I am really concerned about what's going on in Congress, and I have said for many times that Congress is the one that needs to be impeached, and of course that's going to take the votes of the people to start getting things turned around. But we don't have, I'm saying that as a blanket remark, and that's not necessarily true. There are a few. But the majority are career politicians, and you hear them talk that way. Last night on one of the talk shows, they were talking about this thing that they're wanting to do, and Ivanka is one of the big ones with President Donald Trump, and that's providing daycare, and they're wanting the government to jump in and help, and da-da-da-da-da, and da-da. Well, we don't need government into things. And there was two women on the panel who agreed, I don't want that. We don't want more government in telling us what to do with our families. There was one politician who defended it, and that's Gates, which has been quite the defender of the president. But again, he's a career politician, so they're going to push the narrative of what they can do for us while they march this national debt higher and higher. And we cannot be a free and independent people as long as we are in debt like this. And they started this a long time ago, and they can't get out of it. They don't want to get out of it. They took away the value of our dollar, of our currency, and it just goes on, and it's snowballing. But I am concerned that the real crisis is in D.C., and it's really Congress. We have presidents that come and presidents that go. They have term limits, but Congress doesn't seem to have that. And many of them have been there a lifetime, and they are worth millions of dollars. And it's not because they're getting paid that great, although I think they're paid well. What do you think, Phil?
I think they are paid well, but they also get money from a lot of other ways. speaking fees.
Like insider trading.
Books, whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, Bernie's a millionaire because he wrote a book. You wrote a book. Are you a millionaire now?
Far from it, but I would like to be a little bit closer.
Just making a salary once a month would be nice for me, but it just hasn't happened yet. Phil, let's talk about your books. We've kind of gone all the way around that, but I do want to talk about your books. I think they would make great Christmas gifts. In fact, I enjoyed the one so much that I actually bought it for my own family here a few years ago and got the textbook that he has for every one of my kids and their families. So let's talk about your books. Let's talk about the Miracle Nation.
I don't have
that one yet.
That isn't written yet as a
book. Oh, okay.
I
mistook there. Okay.
I'm sorry. That's a presentation that I've given. And I do intend to write a book on that. But at the moment, I've got two books out, all right? The first was America's History Revealed, which is a 300-and-some-page paperback. And it goes from colonial period to 2008, covering a lot of things that the typical textbook does not cover, or they do and they get it wrong. And I could document that they got it wrong. Mm-hmm. That led to my writing a second book for a charter school in Arizona, America, Land of Principles and Promises, and that's considerably larger book. Mm-hmm. That's the textbook, and they use it down there as their textbook for teaching American history to 1877. In both of these books, you will find a lot of things that you are unlikely to see anywhere else because of research that I've done or extensive reading that I've done, where I've been able to pull some things from other sources that typically don't make it into the textbooks. It could be an appropriate thing right now to mention this so-called 1619 project that the New York Times is starting, where they are trying to deliberately trying to corrupt the teaching of American history in this country. And I got a lot of things I could say about it and the fallacies in it. But we really need to educate Americans, especially the younger generations, on American history and the Constitution and so forth. Many of them are frankly living in ignorance imposed by a poor quality educational system. And that's why I'm writing. That's why I'm offering a $60 book for $50. Offering not only a volume discount, but a student and teacher discount of $40 plus applicable tax and shipping and handling.
Shipping and handling. And that's for the America Land of Principles and Promises, which is the textbook.
That's the textbook. The other
and
book.
America's History Revealed is $15.95. Am I correct on that? I do have those down here.
I had the other correct
as my title of my show, The Nation, The Miracle Nation, because I believe we are a miracle nation. And go ahead.
I was just going to say that student and teacher discount, that applies to parents who are homeschooling. If you're doing that, then as far as I'm concerned, you're the teacher.
Absolutely.
And student, that could apply to anyone from, upper levels of grade school to college. And now, of course, you can order the books directly through Beth Ann if you wish.
Yeah, they're right on my website in the store. Just go to csctalkradio.com and then click on the store, and you will find them in there. And let me know what you're doing with that, and we will get that order to him. And he's the one who has them. I don't have them here in-house, but he will get them to you. this is something I think it's a good way to start the new year out. We have to be educated. I think America is in trouble now because the people have failed to hold accountability to those we've elected, and we have stayed ignorant about what our rights and our, you know, I don't even know how many people have read the Declaration of Independence anymore. It ought to be something that just shocks the inner core of you to realize what they were complaining about then and rebelling against, we are doing again now. In fact, I think in some respects even worse. And
yeah,
it's just something that just astonishes me.
We in America's History Revealed, I came up with a cross-reference between the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the actions of the British, which, by the way, I am going to put into the supplement that I am working on for America, Land of Principles and Promises.
Awesome.
Because there's some things that I didn't have room to put in there at the time that that I want to get into
and
there
it
eventually.
Is, I want to go back and say that one, the textbook, is a hardbound book. It is a hardback book. We're out of time, Phil. The hour is the fastest hour of the day. I appreciate so much all that you do. We will have you back again in January. We are so booked up, it's just not even funny right now. Appreciate all that you do, and you have a very Merry Christmas, and thank you for doing all that you can to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Ho, ho, ho! There really is a Santa Claus. Bill Federer brings world history to life at Christmas. St. Nicholas, Sinterklaas, Santa Claus. Discover the story of Nicholas, a 3rd century bishop of Myra, Asia Minor, known as Turkey today. There is a great history behind our Christmas traditions, Christmas trees, carols, Kris Kringle creche scenes, poinsettias, and so much more. Relive Christmas past from Columbus to our U.S. presidents. Visit Valley Forge, the Great Depression, the Korean War, and World War II. There really is a Santa Claus. $24 will put this book in your mailbox. Share your new knowledge with friends and family this Christmas. Send $24 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or go to csctalkradio.com. Just $24. There really is a Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho!